It's ye olde Madonna review, isn't it?
All right, Emmerdale time.
Right, well, I've got to get you up to state of play because you weren't here.
I wasn't here last week. One of the big developments.
Kane Dingle got rearrested again for Joe disappearing.
Right.
Remember that? Anyway, it was interviewed by the police, and he told them that the police told him they had confirmation that his car was seen at Home Farm when
right.
Joe disappeared. So he sat there and he went, yeah, I was there. Actually, I was there. And he said, I told Joe to go away, and he left, and Graham was there, who is like in charge of Home Farm. So when they got him from the cells, from the interview room to the cells, he said to the police, I just got to make a quick phone call about childcare, because, you know, you arrested me, I've got my kids to look after. Got on the phone, got into Charity Dingle, his ex-wife, and said, right, tell Graham that I told the police that he was there when I told Joe to go away.
Right.
So he got away with that. Police turned up. Like Graham said, yeah, I did all that. And then that night, Graham broke into Kane's garage, got Joe's watch with blood on it, and hid it in one of the drawers that
ooh,
had all these tools
a bit
in.
A bit of a frame-up.
Then
it?
He put a Moody SIM card in his phone, phoned the old Bill up and said, oh, you know, I've just had my car fixed at Kane's garage, and when I was there, I saw this watch and it had blood on it, and I know that he's like been like he could have killed Joe, so I asked him about it. He went all mad, so that's why I'm phoning you up. So anyway, Kane goes into work the next day, sees his drawer open, sees the watch. Anyway, things happen. Old Bill's turned up with a search warrant, but Kane's seen it's put the watch in his pocket.
Oh, I see.
Old Bill's turned up, searched the whole place, couldn't find anything.
Old Bill's not a person, that's a police.
Yeah,
isn't
sorry,
it?
I was getting carried away.
just want to translate there.
So after the police have gone away, Kane's gone up to Graham, gone up to Home Farm and said, right, you know, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he said, well, you dropped me in it. And like Kane said, well, listen, you know, I killed Joe, I can kill you.
Whoa, yes. Hey now.
Now, what you got to think is that this Graham geezer is like ex-SAS, cold, calculating, like really quite a scary. He's the scariest bloke I've ever seen on TV.
And if there's one thing we know about the SAS, they have no qualms about killing civilians.
So what you've got is you've got like this ex-SAS geezer, and then you've got Kane, who's a dingle.
Yeah.
So that's enough said. So there's all that going on. But I'm going to. There's a thing going on at the moment, actually live in the UK at the moment with Emmerdale, and they had like a Wild West thing going on.
Right.
A Wild West thing going on.
Have they gone back in time? What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't want to give too much away because, as I say, I follow them on Instagram. I'm that sad, so I know what's going on now.
Right.
But someone actually put up on the Instagram thing your Wild West Emmerdale name. You can actually get a Wild West, and I've got all of ours.
Hold on, wait. Before we do this, okay. I don't understand the Wild West. What are they doing a Wild West?
I think someone's done something, and the whole village has got into it, and everybody's riding around on horses and dressing up as cowboys.
Oh,
so
some
it's part
sort
of the storyline.
Like,
right. I don't want to give too much
away.
But
they're doing a sort of wiki Wild
so
Wild West.
So I've got all of our names here, and these are our Emmerdale Wild West names.
Oh, I look forward to this. Okay.
Yours is Kid Tate.
Kid Tate, really? I thought it would be something a bit more.
Pearls is Pack Iron Livesey.
Nice. I like that.
Okay.
Celia's is Calamity Kavanagh.
Nice.
Oh, I like that.
And mine is Rootin' Tooting Pollard. Sam's is Sheriff Hope.
Sheriff Hope?
Sheriff
really?
Hope.
Well, that's a bit of a I like Rootin' Tooting Pollard.
Rootin' Tooting Pollard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shame my surname didn't begin with D, otherwise I'd been rooting to it in Dingle. But there's a really, really nice, happy storyline going on at the moment, which I will talk about next week.
Can you direct the listenership to where you found that if they want to make their own
Emmerdale
themed?
Well, if you're on Instagram, just get Emmerdale and it's on there.
There you go. If you want to follow
that. But actually, you can, if you phone me up now, I will work yours out for you.
Oh, there we go. If you want to find out what your Emmerdale Western name is, 09308.
But next week will be a real, that's what I love about Emmerdale. You've got all this real like heavy stuff going on and you get really funny shit as well. And next week is funny.
Next week's going to be funny?
Beowulf, a wrestler.
How do you know what's happening next week, Rob? Can you see into, are you some sort of soothsayer?
Well, we're 5 months behind the UK.
So you're cheating on the...
I saw something the other day which I wish I hadn't seen.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, we've got a phone call.
I can't hear them.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Rob,
Oh, here we go. What?
Sorry, Rob's just going to pop his headphones on.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, fire away, caller.
Go.
Oh, are you there, caller? No.
I just put the headphones off of Celia there.
I've just I've cut them off because they couldn't get their shit together. Honestly, is that?
And an update on the interview thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, I got that email back from the people in charge that they don't want to do it. But as I do follow some of them on Instagram, I am actually going to talk to them and see if they can do it. I'll stay up all night if I have to get an interview.
Rob is on the trail. He's like a bloodhound with a blood trail, I guess.
Thank you.
And he's pursuing the possibility of interviewing a Dingle or any of the Emmerdale.
Oh no, Dingle or bust, man.
Oh, let's try and get this caller to bloody.
Here we go.
Are you there, caller?
Thank you.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, are you looking to get your Emmerdale name done?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh, okay. What is your name, sir?
What the fuck did you do?
Oh.
What? Where what's the first letter of your first name?
S.
S. Oh, that's Sheriff. And what's the first letter of your surname?
F.
F, like...
F. Sugden.
No, F.
Oh, F.
F for Foxtrot, is that right?
Oh, Foster.
Rodgy.
What's that?
Sheriff Foster, did you say?
Yeah.
Sheriff Foster. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not a very good name. Sorry, my friend. This is anticlimax. I was really hoping for something funny, but that didn't work out. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no, I think that is funny.
Oh, well, it is funny. I don't know. We can decide whether that's funny or not. But thanks for calling. Oh, we've got another call. Hello, caller.
There you go. Oh, shit.
Hello, turn your radio down, please, my friend.
Hang on.
Hello, what's your name?
Hang on, my name's... Well, I'm calling you.
You're going to have to turn your radio down, my friend.
I'm calling you to tell me my name.
Yeah, what's
okay.
your name?
What is the first letter of your first name?
If I was on a farm, my first name started with an A.
A?
Okay, that's angry. And what's the first name of your surname?
P.
Oh, that'll be Pollard. Angry Pollard.
Angry Pollard. Well, that's a little bit better. I like that. Cool. Well, you can henceforth go forward as Angry Pollard, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I do know Amy Pollard.
Oh, well, Amy Pollard. Well, maybe you could rename them Angry.
Yeah, she still owes me money.
Thank you for your calls. If you'd like to go on the Emmerdale website to get your own Western name done, please feel free to do that. And next week is going to be a funny.
No, it's going to be a funny one. The storyline, very very quickly, one of the characters on there has just found out his real dad is a wrestler called Beowulf.
That sounds funny. I remember Beowulf. Actually, I remember Beowulf from a few.
He met him the other day. Yeah.
I remember Beowulf from a few episodes ago.
He had a fight with him. It was genius.
Okay. Well. All right. Let's end this.
Emmerdale.